3 and verse 1. To everything there is a season and a time. To every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Title of my message is, What Time Is It? What time is it? If you could bow your heads one more time. Father, we thank you for your presence today. Lord, let your spirit flow. Let your words flow. Touch some heart. Wake us up. Speak to us today. Let us know what the time is. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. Let your Holy Spirit anoint someone today. Fill someone today. Lord, let your grace be multiplied to us. We thank you right now. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. What time is it? What time is it? Solomon wrote, there are seasons, there are times. He said in verse 1, to everything there is a season. That's a good thing, because that tells me whatever season you're in right now will pass. If it's a negative season, it's going to come to an end. There is a time when your troubles will come to an end. There is a time when what you're going through will come to an end. There is a time. We live in time. We inhabit time. This thing that passes, that we can't go back and change, that we wish sometimes we could go back and have that moment again to fix. There are times, and we are living in a very, very crucial time. They say you can boil a frog in a pot of water if you start with the water cold, and you just slowly start cranking up the heat. Well, you know what's happening to this world? It's being boiled and it doesn't even realize it. Shall I tell you what some of the heat is? Earthquakes. There were 1,400 tremors in Yellowstone Park this summer. 1,400 tremors. There's actually a huge volcano that lies underneath Yellowstone Park. There were two earthquakes. The first one, 8.1 magnitude a week before, and then the last one just last week that killed over almost 300 people in Mexico City. That's just around here. But you could go to a website that the National Geographic Survey keeps, and they record every single earthquake around the world, and there's hundreds of them. I'm telling you about the heat that's being turned up. There's giant solar flares going on when the sun should not be doing it right now. It should be in its quiet period. I don't know, some of you have been following my Facebook post, but I've been looking to see what time it is. I've been looking to see what time it is. I don't wear a watch, but I don't need a watch. The Bible is my watch. It tells me what time it is. Rumors of wars, hurricanes such as they've never recorded before. Just in the last month, all those hurricanes, two of them were such that they had never recorded that level of hurricane before. They'd never had three of them that were Category 5 in the same time. They're still out there. This last one may miss America this time, but there's some more. There have been solar eclipses just in August. This is the temperature. We are living at such a time as this that it's time to know what the real time is. If you've been following the Bible studies I've been teaching the last few months, you should know what time it is. In fact, it's so much that I forget. I can't even keep it in my head, all the stuff that's happening. I was talking with Brother Eric last night, and it reminded me. I went over some of the Bible studies I've taught and how serious a time we're living in. We are living in a very serious time. So serious, and most of us just don't realize it. It's time to be serious about your relationship with God. The devil is trying to do some things. Those of you who were here when I taught about the end times and I taught about the opening of the abyss, it's so blatant what Satan is doing. I told you to go and look at the video of the opening ceremony for that tunnel, which is nothing more than a roadmap of what Satan says he's going to do. And when you see that thing, it just came home to me as I was watching it again. You see the men climbing up this wall, digging a tunnel. And when they have broken down the wall, what is there but Satan? I'm telling you what time it is, and the time is getting late. It's time to get serious. It's my job as pastor to wake people up and say it's not time to be fooling around. It's time. It's time to get serious. Nothing else in your life will matter. Nothing. No matter what you think is important, nothing will matter missing out with God. Nothing. Your school, your job, your future, nothing will matter. We're coming up to a time when it's going to be some serious things happening. Serious things have been happening. But so many things have been happening that you can't even see this, some of this stuff. You have to really dig to find it. I want to take you back to the Old Testament because we're living in a time like the Old Testament. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 5, they were going to be delivered out of Egypt. We're going to be delivered out of this world. God told Moses, it's time. I've visited my plagues and it's time. Judgment is about to fall. Things are about to happen. I want you to get the people ready. They better get ready. I'm going to tell you how to get ready. He told them on the 10th day, you go and get a lamb. What we need today is to take the Lamb of God. John said, behold, the Lamb of God, which what? Taketh away the sins of the world. I want to tell you how to get ready because it's time to get ready. It's much later than you think. It's time to receive the Lamb. Verse 5 said, and your lamb shall be without blemish. Jesus came as the spotless Lamb of God. And if you want to get ready to leave Egypt, the first thing you got to do is go get your lamb. That's what he told them. A male of the first year, he shall take it out from the sheep or from the goat. And you know what you had to do? You had to live with the lamb. You had to keep that lamb in your home for 3 days. You had to be with that lamb. It's time for us to identify with Jesus Christ. It's not time for us to be ashamed of who we worship. It's time for us to be bold. It's time for us to declare, I worship the King of Kings. I speak in tongues. I have been baptized in his name. And I don't care what you think. I can imagine the Egyptians saying, these crazy Jews, you know what they did? They started taking animals and living with them. I can imagine them mocking the Jews, but they didn't know what was coming because it's time to get ready. Moses told them, you got to take this lamb and you got to take it in your house for the next 3 days. You got to live with the lamb. I'm telling you today, if you want to be ready, you got to start living with Jesus. He has got to be your identity. He's got to be your personal savior. He has got to be the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. It's not time to be playing around. He said, I would that you were hot or cold, as I'm going to just spew you out of my mouth. He spoke to the Laodicean church and he said, you know what? You think you're doing okay. You think you're all dressed. You think you're ready. But I'll tell you something. You are spiritually naked. I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire. It's time to get serious. It's time to identify with the lamb. After that, they were told to do something else. You see, that lamb represents Christ. In Isaiah 53, verse 4, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet did we esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. See, you've got to identify with the crucified Christ. He had to go through some stuff. You got to go through some stuff. He said, the servant is not greater than the master. But all we do sometimes, and I'm guilty of, is whine and complain. Whine and complain. Just need some cheese to go with that wine. But we have got to identify with his suffering. The Bible says if we're in the likeness of his death, we shall be in the likeness of his. See, that's where the joy comes in. It's no joy going to a cross. It's no joy suffering. But you know what? Most of us are not suffering that much. We just think we are. When last have you been suffering for being a Christian? When last have you told someone Jesus loves you? When last have you had a door shut in your face? When last has someone spit on you? It's time for us to identify with the lamb, because this is how they got out of Egypt. They first had to take the lamb into the house. They first had to live with it. They had to be with it. It says in Isaiah 53, 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. If you don't identify with Christ and what he suffered on Calvary, you're missing it. You're missing it. Going back to Exodus, the next thing they were to do, they were to kill the lamb. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Now, what he really meant was that sin. We have to look unto Christ. We can't make it ourselves. We cannot make it by trying to be good. We don't have the strength to do it. I have not the strength to do it, but I want to identify with the risen Savior. I will look upon him whom they have pierced. That's what I want to do. Moses said, this is what you got to do. You got to kill the lamb. He's got to die. And when we identify with his death and resurrection, our sins are forgiven. Then you got to do this important part. People, you got to take that blood and you got to apply it on the doorposts. You got to put that blood upon your heart. You have got to mean this thing. You have got to make the blood count. You can't just take the blood and scatter it all over the place. You can't come to church and ignore the blood of Christ. You can't live in the world and ignore the blood of Christ. You got to stay in the house. Moses said, once you put the blood on the door, you got to stay in the house, because something is going to happen. 400 years, we've been calling upon God to deliver us out of Egypt. Nothing happened. What's special about tonight? Well, something is about to happen, people. Something is about to happen. Something is about to happen. Well, we've heard that he's going to deliver us all this time. We've heard that there's a promised land. And now you want us to do this crazy stuff, go and get a lamb and take it in the house. You want us to kill it, and then we got to eat all of it. Some people treat God's word as a buffet. They pick and choose which parts they want to eat. You got to eat all of it. You got to eat all of it. Moses told them, you can't leave any of it behind. You got to take all of it. We have to take all of the lamb tonight, today, because it's time. Moses told them, this time is the day. This is the day. Something is about to happen. You've been in Egypt 400 years. You've been suffering. You've been in pain. You've been in slavery. But deliverance is on its way. But there's some steps to deliverance. There's some things you got to do. I'm telling you, this world is heating up. And most of the world is missing it. When I was talking to Brother Eric last night, I was just going over all the lessons I have taught this year. And it blew my mind, all the things that I have seen that has been fulfilled before our very eyes. It's time. They had to apply the blood. Verse 7, Exodus 12, verse 7. Then they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and the upper doorposts of the houses wherein they shall eat. And then they had to eat all of it. Some of us, we only pick and choose what parts of God's word we like. The rest of it, I don't like that. I'm going to spit it out. I don't want that part of the word. It's too hard. Jesus said, unless you do this, you have no part with me. They only wanted the miracles and the bread and the food. But when it came to following the word, too much. Can't stomach that. I'm trying to wake us up, church. It's time. It's time. it's time. Now, the last thing they had to do is they had to get fully dressed. They had to get their best clothes on because they were leaving. Most of us are not prepared to leave. Immediately, we can think of things we want to do. God said, remember Lot's wife. Which way are you looking? Are you looking back at Sodom and looking at all the things you want to do? Forget it. There's but a short time left. People say, well, I've been hearing about this from I was going to church from when I was a baby. I've been hearing about the coming of the Lord. It's never going to happen. Okay. Never going to happen. I'm telling you, I have not seen so many things fulfilled this year. And I'm not very old, really. But I have never seen so many things line up so fully as they have. I knew from quite a while back that 2017, 2018 were important years. I knew, just as how Daniel knew, that the children of Israel were going to be delivered out of Babylon. You know how he knew? You go to Daniel chapter 9, he said, Daniel, he was reading the word. And he knew by the word of the prophet Jeremiah that 70 years had been declared upon Israel before their deliverance. 70 years. I knew that 70 years was declared upon Israel. And it's coming to pass. It's time. Verse 12, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt will I execute judgment. You understand that the rapture, the reason for the rapture, is God's judgment upon the earth. He is coming to take his own. And then there is judgment going to be fulfilled upon this earth. For the thousands of years of man breaking God's law, for the thousands of years of going against the word of God, for the thousands of years of man's destroying his will, God is going to take judgment. He says, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt will I execute judgment. I am the Lord. Verse 13, and the blood. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. But the blood shall be to you for a token. Have you received the Lamb's blood? Have you received the Lamb's blood? Because if you have, you have a token. The Bible says that we have the Holy Spirit. It's the earnest. That's the deposit. That's the token. Where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. You see, you got to stay in the house. We've baptized probably, I don't know, 50, 60, 70 people in the last years that we've been here. But they have not all stayed in the house. They decided to leave the house. I don't mean this church, but God's protection, God's covenant, God's mark, God's blood. It's time for us to get serious because there's things happening. Hallelujah. It's time for us to understand the season that we're living in. In the first verses I read, Solomon said it's time. There's a time and a season for everything. Well, there's a time when he's coming back. There's a time when he's coming back. Hallelujah. You know, people say, well, from the fathers, the scripture said, I've heard about his coming. It said in the last days there would be scoffers that said, where is the promise of his coming? And because we've never seen it, and we've never seen anything like that, just as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. That's what Jesus said. See, we are the voice preparing for his second coming. John the Baptist was the voice preparing for his first coming. The church is the voice in the wilderness. That's what it says. I think in Corinthians it says, we are the church in the wilderness. We should be out there every day telling people, Jesus is coming. Get ready to leave Egypt. Get ready to leave Egypt. Get ready to leave Egypt. See, we have become like the frog in the pan. The temperature has been slowly turned up, and we starting to cook, and we don't realize it. But if you were to go through systematically all the signs that have been fulfilled, it's time. Now, I don't know when Jesus is coming back, but I know that there is a day when the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the trump of God, and the voice of the archangel. And I believe I'm going to hear my name. I hope you hear your name. The Bible says, and the dead in Christ shall arise first, and those that are alive and remain shall be caught up. See, this Saturday there was a sign in the heavens that fulfilled chapter 12 in the book of Revelation. The woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet. For the first time in thousands of years, the constellations on Saturday lined up exactly to fulfill that. Jupiter in the Hebrew is called Hamelech, the king. Jupiter, the planet Jupiter, stayed in the constellation Virgo around the womb area for 9 months and exited Saturday. Just as outlined in Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. The Bible said that he created these things for signs. We have so many signs, we will be out without excuse. We say, well, that's just a coincidence. That's not really anything. Jesus said it's an evil generation looking for a sign. Moses told the people, just get ready. It's time to go. Get dressed. Get your stuff ready, because it's time to go. We need to be focused on his coming. We are supposed to be the wheat harvest. And I'm telling you that the angels are ready. The Bible said he shall send his angels to gather his elect from all corners of heaven. This is not a happy worship message, but I'm doing my job. I'm telling you, it's time. It's time. It's time. There are so many things that have been fulfilled that you just need to start looking up. The Bible says, for your redemption draweth nigh. Whatever season of trouble you're going in, it's not going to last very much longer. Whatever trouble you're in, it's not going to last very much longer. If you're in the house, there's coming a time when the Egyptians are going to say, you better go. You're going to go. Do you understand that judgment could not fall on Sodom and Gomorrah until Lot left? The angel said to him, listen, hurry up. Come on. We got to get you out of here. We can't bring judgment until you go. This church is getting ready to go. I don't mean just this body. I mean the church universal is getting ready to go. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me, and the Lord, whom he seek, shall suddenly come to his temple. We are in the time of the end. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind. Absolutely no doubt in my mind. If you could stand with me. It's time for us to be ready. That's what time it is. That's the time. It's time for us to be ready. To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose. His disciples said to him, Lord, when will you restore the kingdom? What time will it be? He said, it's not for you to know the time or the seasons that the Father hath reserved unto his judgment. But you will know generally around the area, because he says, when you look at and you see at sunset the sky is red, you say tomorrow is going to be fair. You can tell from the clouds the tomorrow's weather. Jesus said, when you see the fig tree blossom, Israel, when you see all these things, know that is nigh thee, even at your door. Where is our thinking? Where is our priorities today? It's time to make yourself ready. The Bible says the bride hath made herself ready. All I'm saying is it's time. It's time to be serious. It's time to make sure that you have taken the lamb for yourself. It's time to make sure that you have your house in order. It's time to make sure that you have on the wedding garments. Because If he finds you without the wedding garments, you know what's going to happen? You're going to be thrown out. Friend, whence came you here? How did you get in here without the wedding garment? How did you get in here without? The Bible said he's going to be thrown out. You see, the beauty of it is the wedding garment has been provided for us. We don't even have to buy it. It was paid for on Calvary. It was paid for on Calvary. When I stand before God, I want to be able to tell him, Lord, I kept the faith. I fought a good fight. I want to be able to tell him, Lord, I held nothing back. Paul said, I held nothing back that was beneficial for you. That's why I've been teaching as I've been teaching. I want to make sure that this body of believers is prepared, that nothing takes us by surprise. Before he brought judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah, the Lord said, shall I not tell my friend Abraham what I'm about to do? Well, God is telling us now what he's about to do. And whether it's next week or 3.5 years from now, it's not a long time. I personally believe that Saturday we crossed over. Into Daniel's 70th week. And if you haven't been coming to Bible study, go listen to them. Now, how long we have from here to then, I'm not going to say, but I know this is time to get ready. God's grace is so infinite, so merciful. He's warned us so many times, in so many parables, in so many messages. I was taken to church as a baby. I was told I was 3 days old. So for 60 years, 60-something years, I've probably not missed more than a dozen Sundays. But that really doesn't matter if I miss the next event. What a waste. What a total waste to have grown up in church, been to hundreds, maybe thousands of services, and miss the one event that really counts. The one thing I absolutely, absolutely believe is as night follows day, this thing that has been prophesied, is going to happen. The Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. If you ask me what time it is, it's late. Behold, at midnight there came a cry, the bridegroom cometh. When some of these other things start to happen, everybody's going to be running to church. Everybody's going to wake up, but some people will find they have no oil in the vessel. They only had oil in the lamp, and it will be too late. God is so merciful. There is still yet time. Jesus told the parable of the workers that some were hired in the morning, some were midday, some at the last hour. But here's the wonderful thing, they've all got the same pay. You can escape Egypt. You can make heaven. I really, when I stand before God, I want to be able to say, Lord, I did my best. I gave the warning. I was the watchman on the tower. And I wasn't silent. But even so, there's more that I can do. There's people I know at my workplace that I've not talked to. I'm going to make a pledge that I want to go crazy for God. not to build a church. That's not, it's not even my church. It's his kingdom. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. It's not about filling this place. It's filling that place. Church, it's time. There's very few things left to be fulfilled, but some of them are going to be quite terrible. And church is going to be full then. Some of them are going to be quite terrible. Tuesday night, if you want to find out, come on out. I'll be teaching. Very few things left to be fulfilled. But this I know, it's time. Altar's open. We're not going to prolong this. I don't know what you want to call this. All I can tell you is that the day of Pentecost message was very simple. All Peter said was, you have crucified the Messiah. This is what you did, people. You crucified the Messiah who came to save you. And the Bible says that their hearts were pricked. And they said, what shall we do to be saved? And it was just a very simple message. Repent. Repent. Bible says godly sorrow works repentance. That's what we need, is to come before God today with a heart of repentance. Because I don't want to have been to church for 60 something years and miss this next event. I don't know when it is. Could be still some years. I don't know. But I know this. It's time. Hallelujah. The Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Egyptians didn't think something like that was ever going to happen. How is that possible? But the Bible said that the angel of destruction came down and passed over Egypt. And only those who were in the house with the blood were delivered. And they were taken out of Egypt. We're coming up to the time when God is going to be taking back control of this planet. There's a time when the angel stands with one foot on the sand, one foot on the sea, and he says, let there be no more delay. Let there be time no more. And he swears to him that liveth forever and ever that the mystery of God should be fulfilled. I believe that we are the generation that gets to see that one way or the other, either for good or for not good. I believe we are the called upon ones, the saints, the set apart ones, that were commanded, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe, that is, obey all that I have commanded thee. We're in what the Jews call the 10 days of awe. From last week on the 21st, which was Feast of Trumpets, 10 days from, or counting from their 10 days, comes to their holiest day, Day of Atonement. During these 10 days, Orthodox Jews repent. That's what they do. They call it Teshuvah, meaning repentance. Well, you know what? We are spiritual Israel. I think it'd be good for us to repent. Because there is an atonement that has already been paid for. And we can participate in it. I'm finished, but I just want to let you know from my heart. The reason why I've been doing all these teachings is because I see it. The message last week was, get your house in order. Get your house in order. You know why? Because it's time. It's time. If you could bow your heads and your hearts. Father, Lord, we just ask you to speak to us some more. Lord, as we come before your throne, Lord, we all repent. Lord, we all have faults and failings. Lord, we lay them at your feet. Lord, we submit to you, O God, all that is within us. Lord, let our faith be strengthened, Lord. O God, take away our unbelief. Help us, O God, to draw close to you in this season, in this time. Hallelujah. Lord, let not this circle be broken. But Lord, everyone that is under the roof of this church, Lord, that you have made room. Hallelujah. Let not one fail from hearing that voice, from hearing your command, from hearing your word. Lord, I pray right now, Lord Jesus. Oh God, that we just humble ourselves before you, that we don't resist you, your call, because you're reaching out right now. You're speaking to some hearts. You're saying, I love you.